Well, we have two guests joining us on the Sunday Supplement now, and for a particular reason in terms of why or when they're here, because it is Bastille Day on Tuesday. And in a moment, we'll be talking to Richard Price, who's head of marketing for Brittany Ferries. But first, we're going to talk to Alain Sibril, who is, and I have to be honest, Alain, I didn't realise this post existed, but you are the Honorary Consul of France in Plymouth and Devon.
Yes, that's right. I have been the consul for 20 years, but of course it's a position that has existed in Plymouth for many, many years because it existed when I arrived here in 1973.
And I wish I could show off now and pretend that I knew the significance of the date you arrived, but you actually told me this before we started recording, which was the very first crossing with Brittany Ferries?
Well, the very first crossing took place on the 2nd of January 1973, and the ship arrived in Plymouth in the morning of the 3rd of January 73.
Which is
I was on the ship.
Yeah, and that's a significant date also, because of the EU, isn't it?
Exactly, the day 1st of January that Britain joined the common market.
Very good. Okay. Well, now it's lovely to have you here, and we're going to talk specifically about the fact that there's a very special exhibition on in Plymouth this summer with regard to Napoleon.
Well, it's a running exhibition which opened in the end of May, which is running until the end of September. It's entitled The Fallen Emperor. It's obviously related to Napoleon and his presence in Plymouth Sound in 1815.
Now, how long was he actually here for?
Well, the Bellerophon arrived in Plymouth Sound on the 26th of July 1815 and remained here until the 4th of August 1815. During that time, the Admiralty and the British government decided on his fate, and it was then decided that he should be exiled to St. Helena. And the captain of the Bellerophon in those days, Captain Frederick Maitland, was ordered to move away from Plymouth and to meet a ship called the Northumberland. And the Northumberland ultimately took Napoleon and his retinue, his entourage, to St. Helena, and they arrived there in October of 1815. Mm-hmm. So a long trip.
Yeah, yeah.
But of course, St. Helena is in the South Atlantic.
Yes, exactly, yeah. So for that period of time that he was in Plymouth Sound, he never actually set foot in Plymouth, or did he?
Never. Probably Plymouth is the closest, or Plymouth Sound is the closest that he's been to setting foot in the UK, but he never did.
However, there is going to be something to commemorate the fact that he was in the Sound. Tell us about that.
Well, this year is a very important date, 200 years after he was here. And we are 3 weeks away from that historical event. Mm. The Bellerophon arrived here. But I have been working with the Plymouth City Council in order to erect on the seafront a commemorative stone, which is going to be made of two blocks of granite coming from Dartmoor Prison. So it's quite significant. There is the French connection there, of course. Many thousand prisoners were kept in Dartmoor Prison from 1809 until, first of all, 1814, and then some of them came back in 1815. And in this particular structure is going to be embedded a volcanic stone, which I have managed to obtain from my colleague, consul and curator of Longwood House on St. Helena. Mm-hmm. And that stone is going to be embedded in the structure.
So at last we will have a permanent commemoration of Napoleon's time here.
Well, it's marking that event.
Yeah.
That historical event.
And where's it going to be?
It's going to be on just at the foot of the citadel on Madeira Road, just overlooking the Plymouth Sound. So people will be able to see it, and they will be able to picture mentally the ship being in the Plymouth Sound with hundreds, possibly thousands of boats being all around the Bellerophon, and also hundreds and thousands of people being at sea, trying to catch a glimpse of him.
Yes, of course, we shouldn't forget that it was a tremendously significant time for Plymouth and mm-hmm. people wanting to see the fallen emperor, as it were. And on that point, let's just remind everybody about the exhibition at the museum.
Well, the exhibition, as I said, is entitled The Fallen Emperor. It's precisely about that moment. And there's obviously this beautiful painting, which I would like, you know, all the people in Plumas to know about it. It's a beautiful painting painted by Jules Girardet, a French painter of Swiss parents. It's in a prime of position in the museum. So if you haven't seen it yet, go and see this painting. It's now there until September. It's not always in permanent exhibition. I've been, you know, working on and with the museum to try and have this particular painting on permanent exhibition, because it's a beautiful one, and it will, you know, give people a very good idea of what it looked like in those days.
Alan, it's a real pleasure to talk to you. Thank you. We're going to talk to Richard in a moment, but let's have some music first. It's Radio Plymouth and the Sunday Supplement as we look forward to Bastille Day, which falls on Tuesday. And on that day, we're going to be playing songs with a French connection throughout the day and giving you the chance to win a prize with our friends at Brittany Ferries. And joining us now is the marketing or head of marketing, Richard Price from Brittany Ferries. Richard, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Tim. Nice to see you.
Well, always nice to see you too. And I imagine this is an important day for you, isn't it, one way or another?
Well, it is, yes. I mean, it's an opportunity for, you know, for the, if you like, the theme of Frenchness to get back on people's radar. And obviously, you know, with a strong local potential customer audience here, we're keen to put the message out to get people thinking about France and association with France. And then, you know, with a regular service, you know, running from the city across to Brittany, you know, we want to try and get on people's radar to suggest a possibility of a trip to visit the beautiful country sometime later this year.
How often do you get across, Richard?
I get across probably about once a month. It's not always for pleasure. Quite often it's for work.
Yeah.
Roughly. It goes in peaks and troughs, but probably averages out at about once a month.
And how's business at the moment? Are you keeping those ferries pretty well full?
Yes, we've been having a good year. I think largely a result of the strengthening pound against the euro, which has been a theme that helps the company financially, but also I think encourages more people to think about the affordability of trips, particularly short breaks. And in fact, you know, just picking up on the reference earlier on with the conversation with Alain about Napoleon, I think he described us as the British as a nation of shopkeepers.
Yeah.
At one stage, I don't know if that was an urban myth or perhaps if it was a literal quote. We're also a nation of shoppers. And one of the things that has become more relevant with this strengthening exchange rate is, if you like, the re-establishment of the good old shopping trip over in France, which was something that I know a lot of people enjoyed probably the best part of 7 or 8 years ago. And once we had the financial kind of crash and so on, that advantage, that exchange rate advantage, basically has disappeared. But of course, now we've gone full circle and we're now back up at the sort of levels of exchange rate, in fact, slightly ahead of where we were pre-2008. And so we're talking now about the value of going across for these short breaks, a day trip or a micro break, as we describe them, with some fairly attractive promotional prices and the opportunity to make the sorts of savings that actually could probably pay for the price of the ticket.
And on Tuesday, we'll give you, well, the opportunity is open to you now, but on Tuesday it all culminates on Bastille Day with a chance for you to win a return crossing for two plus a standard vehicle. And you'll find out all about that on our website, Radio Plymouth. Well, it's always nice to see you, Richard, and Alan too. Thank you for your time today, and we'll enjoy Bastille Day on Tuesday.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.